We can just blur. We're your black box.
We've already dude. The white boys already went dumb, dude. Pandora's box is already open.
The pendulum. Oh, man,
pendulum needs to chill.
The pendulum's, pendulum might be 270. Pendulum might be 270. Nuts, dude. It was funny because I didn't realize, I've been off the internet, so I didn't realize how massive the roast was until this morning. I saw a supercut of every single person. I'm like, oh, this went like around the world. This went, everyone was talking about the goddamn
roast. Dr. Umar called me a fucking Neanderthal.
What?
Dr. Umar called me a Neanderthal.
He said this. They told me to be racist. He said it on the mic. And listen to this joke from Shane Neanderthal Gillis. He said, Kevin's ancestors came to America on a slave ship and a box.
Tell him you want to see the Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy open, and then you'll talk. Ask him about the school.
Yo, you going to get Dr. Umar?
Ask him about the school. I tried to get him on. He charges like fucking $10,000 to come on.
Probably edit this out, but I was thinking about purchasing his school. And naming it the Robert E. Lee School for... Whites only. People getting called that going around. MGK has a new music video that sucks. Made me want to bring a gun to school. What else is going on?
That'd be a good, you know, that Roddy Dangerfield thing where he goes back to college as like a senior
as a shooter. Hey, you're picking on me.
Take that.
Yeah, true. He's not getting enough respect from the bullies and the jocks. But no, I've been fully plugged in. I watched, I was really involved in pop culture.
Really?
There's a guy who scream sings that he says, and I'll be dancing out in California. The kid who got it all wrong.
Whoa.
You got to check this kid out. You're going to like him. I got all types of stuff going on. That's called White. It's been dubbed White Hootin' and Hollerin' music, and it's led by Benson Boone. He's the lead Hootin' and Hollerin' guy. He's the guy who's like,
these beautiful things that I've done.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, it's like girl movie music.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany's hit me with that song.
I'm just telling you, listen. I've been all over the internet the last 2 days. Then sick. Somebody filmed Steph Curry at a Benson Boone concert with a cowboy hat singing along. And someone was going, oh, fuck, Steph Curry sucks. But in Steph Curry's defense, I was thinking about this. If I got dragged to a... I've done it.
Sure.
I've gone to a concert. I've been like, this shit sucks. I'm not going to this shit.
And yeah.
Then I'm up there singing at the top of my lungs to Mumford & Sons. It could happen to anybody.
It really...
You could take me to an Imagine Dragons concert. I was trying to think of the corniest one to be like a major fan of.
Mm-hmm.
I would sing along.
For sure.
I'm waking up, I feel it in my bones.
Just stomping to the beat.
Yeah, I'd be going nuts. I did have to snap, dude.
Snap.
I had both my guns loaded, full clips, ready to dunk on Cheryl Underwood's husband for some reason. So
she
about
really
that,
yeah,
I did call her.
I saw there was an article about it.
Because I felt like, I was like, this is a serious thing to make fun of somebody for.
Sure.
And I don't know her well enough to be like... So I called her, and you saw her on the road. She's wild.
Dude.
She was a delight to talk to on the phone.
Yeah, I bet.
And then...
how did you even breach the subject? Like, hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, it's pretty nice out.
Yeah.
Hey, quick thing.
Oh, no. She immediately...
She read it.
I was like, hey, Cheryl, I got to ask you about this joke. She's like, you can make fun of my husband for jumping off a building. I was like, that's it. That's it. And look,
I was thinking about that.
I have no problem not doing it. It's probably going to make me look bad. So I'm definitely okay with not doing it.
Yeah.
So then the next day I go into a meeting and I'm like, I don't think I should do that joke.
Mm-hmm.
Left the meeting with 4 more jokes about it. I was like, it's my entire set now.
Yeah. Nash and Cody Rhodes. Yeah. That's my
Speaking
guy.
Of bad guys, what's going on with that prick Pat McAfee?
Yeah. What the hell?
What the hell, dude?
What a prick.
How well do you know?
I know him pretty well.
Yeah.
He's a jerk.
Let me see what I can. Let me see.
I'd
I
like
can,
to stomp him in Las Vegas WrestleMania. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of Pat McAfee.
I mean, that would honestly be awesome.
I actually have to open the Strait of Hormuz again, though.
Oh,
true. Yeah.
Fucking, they closed it, so I can't go to Vegas.
True.
I've been told that some of the people in his orbit, his circle, think he's the next Sylvester Stallone in terms of TV film. I don't know if I'm getting that. From what I've watched, I have very limited knowledge on Pat, other than I love me some College Game Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is very good on College Game Day.
I will say, I know you don't want to hear this. He's the fucking man, dude.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Funny season.
Unk had himself a little rabbit hutch, bro.
He did.
He had a little his wabbits.
He had his wasquee wabbits.
He does kind of talk like
he
fun.
Does.
Poor Unk, dude. I mean, Stephen A. Smith played the fence pretty well. He's just like, we're looking into the matter very, very, very seriously. Very. He got like real into the hierarchy of ESPN. He goes, I'm authorized to say that right now by the higher ups. He's like, there's levels to this. There's people even higher than me in ESPN. They're telling me I can tell you this.
Yeah.
They're looking into it very, very soon.
It goes all the way to the top.
This goes to the very top.
Curb Street. This goes all the way to the top. Lee Corso said we could do it.
He said I could be very vague about this.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, man. I mean, dude, it's
hopefully it's all fabrication, you know?
I mean, they have the phone call, which again, it's like I was listening to it being like, damn, bro, you're walking right into this.
The phone call was the one you just played where he said, black guy chokes white girl?
No.
That was a goof.
There was clearly a legit a goof. One.
I'm with Shay Shay on that, but that's all I heard.
She was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And he's like, stop. She was like, stop manipulating me. He goes, if you say that word one more time, I'm going to choke the shit out you. And he goes, and she's like, you think I want that? He goes, I know you want that. And it was kind of like, damn, Unk, will you stop being so damn sexual? He's so freaky, dude.
Yeah, that's just being a freak bull. That's
what it was
not
like.
A crime.
I don't know if it was some weird BDSM play.
Wait, you're not allowed to say you're going to choke someone on the phone?
I think you can unless they are suing you in court for allegedly sexually assaulting them. That's, you know.
Ah, daggum it.
Yeah, daggum it for
once
sure.
You get a wesquee wabbit. A wesquee wabbit in front of 12 of my peers.
I feel like allegations will definitely be like, yeah,
I know
what?
But people are happy that it happened.
For sure. Yeah, that's kind of
like
fucked up.
There's people that are like, this is fucked up. This is sad for the girl or whatever. There's people that are just so happy that this is happening.
Well, they'll get jokes in. They're like,
yeah.
What, someone tried to tell me the pedophile Chris D'Elia was a comedian? I didn't believe it. They're like,
which?
Which rules?
Yeah. I cannot, I can't knock it too hard because when the Penn State thing happened with Jopa,
yeah,
I was like, this is the best.
What is?
I hated Penn State so much that when they raped a bunch of kids, I was like, I wouldn't trade this for anything in the world. I'm glad it happened. You know, some kids, you know, they made the sacrifice I needed for Penn State to be brought to justice.
This could be an ancient Hindu symbol.
It's like, I don't know what to do. They do have the best ancient symbol.
This could be an ancient Hindu symbol. You never know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. That's what a week.
Yeah.
What's going on with you personally? Going out of the macro level, let's go back to the micro.
I had a fun experience. A guy gave my girlfriend his number like right in front of me, which is pretty funny.
The hell?
But then I got his number, so he left. So I started texting him. I catfished him for a while. as long as I could. And then I said,
and you were probably good at it too.
I was really good.
I was about to say, I can see you being.
And then I was like, can we hang out tonight? And he was like, I can't hang out tonight, but soon. And I was like, are you awake? And he was like, yeah. I was like, can I at least call you? And he was like, yeah. Called him. I go, it's me, pussy. You dumb fuck. You gave my girlfriend your number right in front of me, you dumb bitch. And he was like, oh, dude, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
So that was the other night. That was fun.
What a beast.
I mean, I respect him too, and he wasn't now here's the way I was looking at it, because he wasn't a great looking guy.
Yeah,
he was kind of an older drunkard, which he probably saw me with her and was like, fuck it, she'll fuck anyone. Fuck it. I'll give this thing a shot. Or he thought the discrepancy between me and her was so great that we were just friends sitting there.
He saw you chatting.
I was sitting with her.
What the fuck? He's probably an old drunk horny devil.
He was a beast. I'll give him credit for that.
There's a lot of old drunk horny devils like shamelessly.
Yeah, he was. I respected it. And then I got my gun. I got an MPX.
Nice. Perfect timing.
I got a gun, so that guy can come fucking find out.
Yeah, dude. If he literally steps in your house, you could catfish him under false premises.
I know, and say, come over here.
Oh, what the fuck?
But
shoot him in the back as he runs away.
I don't want to make fun of them because the gun is awesome, and it was a gift, mm-hmm. and it's really cool. But they painted it, and it's Eagles colors with an Eagles logo by the clip. And they gave me a fucking Call of Duty. They gave me a Fortnite gun.
That's
it's cool, but, you know.
Should shoot him.
Nate saw it, and me and Nate went and fired it. It's a great gun. Did you get to shoot it? Yeah, it's an awesome gun.
It shoots like it doesn't.
Yeah,
move.
You can't miss.
It was sick.
This house is pretty.
Remember I was shooting that guy's dick when you were trying to shoot?
Wait, what?
The target. I was blowing his dick off.
Oh yeah, it was crazy.
Perfect. You can't miss. Fucking 20 shots straight to the dick. You literally cannot miss.
Center grab. That's where you got to go, dude. Right to the center.
Yeah, that's what we were told too.
Yeah, no, dick shots. Dick shots are off the table.
Bro. Turns out that's actually a good place to shoot someone.
It's perfect. Because
you got the dick and all these arteries there. And, you know, if you shoot, you're shooting to kill, bro.
Yeah, but I'm
if
not.
If I discharge my firearm, I'm
you're going for the dick.
I'm trying to dispatch you into the next world.
For sure.
I'm not, you know, not I'm not trying to find out. He's still in the fight if he's wounded.
I'm going for his teeth.
I want to make sure he's not in the fight.
Take out the sidearm. Yeah, you can still get you. You got to hit him right in the dick.
All right. No dick shooting for me.
No dick shooting. Even if someone's breaking into your house to disturb
you, shoot them right in the dick. And you're going to go, oh, I'm so sorry, dude. I didn't mean to do that to you.
Are you talking about Charlie Boy?
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah. He can call himself whatever he wants. He's a king. Fat Finger King.
What happened with the Fat Finger King and the pedophilia? Well,
he's a pedophile. Him and Lord Mountbatten were pedophiles. They got Jimmy Savile in there. The queen protected him.
Yeah, but the guy.
The queen covered up the Epstein story originally.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that who got it sealed?
Well, when the media, they could have broke it, and the chick got hot mics. Project Veritas hot mic'd that one chick.
She spilled the beans.
Yeah, she was like the royal family leaned on her, told her to shut it down.
Well, yeah, Prince.
They threaten your lives.
Prince Andrew.
They're insane. Yeah, Prince Andrew's in the number two now.
Does it actually affect anything that the queen died? Because I've heard a lot of people being like, oh, man, this is the worst time for her to die right now.
I don't know. It's just so weird.
She doesn't do anything.
I thought she was like a Chuck E. Cheese.
It isn't. It's absolutely a Chuck E. Cheese.
Dude, there's people being like, this is not a good time for her to die. Mm-hmm. Huh?
She disappeared a bunch of kids in Canada once.
True.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just a bunch of, I think they were Indian kids.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were under her dominion.
Yes. Yeah, Canada's theirs.
Oh, yeah, dude. So is Australia.
Oh, yeah. It's the Commonwealth.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So, yeah, so you were saying the pedo prince, Andrew. He can come back into the fold now.
Well, if Charlie Boy goes down and he needs somebody to like be his number two, Prince Andrew's back on the table.
I mean, hear me out. I mean, I think pedophilia is gross and wrong, but I feel like what would you? I'm gonna play.
Stop you there.
Devil's advocate. Play devil's advocate. What do you say about like only monarchs can do pedophilia?
It does seem like it does come with the territory.
Yeah, I think they've been doing it for like 1,000 years.
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure that's what the king's been up to.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think that's all you do as a king. You like someone tells you like, "Dude, I have any money?" They're like, "Yeah, we have a lot of money." Like, nice. What's up with the kids? Like,
he's
yeah,
all dude. He's also a psycho.
You can't pay taxes. All right, bring me your child.
True.
He's also a psycho with the climate change stuff.
Who? Prince Andrew?
No, Charlie Boy. He was like the original Greta Thunberg.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. How about the Patagonia guy? Do you see that?
No.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Who's Patagonia guy?
The guy who owns Patagonia like sold all his shares to fight climate change.
What?
I think it was like $3.5 billion. Yeah. Actually kind of sweet.
It's kind of nice
if
of
you
him.
Believe that stuff.
That's nice of him to do.
So you think climate change is sweet?
What? I like the fact that the planet's
going
up?
Do you deny climate change?
Dude, I have no idea. I can't. I'll be honest. if someone asks me like how the world's doing as a whole, I'm gonna have to hit him with, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't have a fucking idea.
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know how they predict weather.
Well, I hear people go like, well, the world warms up every now and again. I believe that. And people are like, bro, it's not, I've never been this warm. And I'm like, yeah, I only have maybe 4 years of actually paying attention to the weather under my belt collectively. So I'm I forget every year. I feel like
I literally forget what winter and summer are like.
Winters are warmer
annually.